I can't shoot.
He's got weak arms.
How do you sleep at night?
On a mattress.
Dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Ann, who now sleeps.
Come on, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? One more time. The songwriter says, it's another day's journey.
Yes.
And I'm glad about it. Come on and give God some praise. Truly, he's worthy of all of the praises. Good morning to all of you that are here, all of you that are listening in. Come on, let's give God the praise that he deserves. For he woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. Aren't you happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time? Amen. We can come and give him the praise. Help me do just a few verses of this song, and I will need some help. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want.
your body healed. Tell him what you want.
Well,
if you want your body healed, tell him what you want.
You can
call him up and tell him what you want.
Everybody, Jesus is on the main line.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him.
Praise God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Churches, you just bow your heads just for a second. Our Father, we come once again to say thank you. If we look back all week long, Father, we can't even count our blessing. Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, you allow us to get up one more morning and one more day, and we come by to say thank you. Realizing, Father, you could let the deaf angel come by, but you hold it back one more time. Father, we just want to say thank you. Realizing it ain't nothing we have done so well this week, but it's been your mercy and grace. And we want to say thank you. And then, Father, you still didn't stop right there. You let us go out of our house one more time and look up at the sky and see and feel the little raindrops on our face. We just want to say thank you. Because, Father, we know those beautiful raindrops that you lie on our face. You didn't have to let them fall on us, but thank you, Father. Father, we know that you are the Father of everything. Father, we just come by and say thank you. Father, we don't know. If I can stand right here right now and praise you for over 1,000 years, I couldn't praise you and thank you enough. But, Father, we just want to thank you for your only begotten Son that you sent down here over 2,000 years ago, and he died for our sin. We want to say thank you. And then, Father, you still didn't stop right there. But then we want to thank you for the one that you put in this vineyard right now, Father. Then, Father, you allowed him to go on vacation and come back one more time, Father. You throw your arm or touch him around, Father. We just want to say thank you for that, Father. Thank you for the First Lady. Thank you for his family right now, Father. Thank you for every minister here right now in my weak voice, Father. Thank you for the one in the choir. Thank you for the one on instruments. Thank you for the ushers. Thank you for everyone here under my little weak voice, Father. Thank you for the one that wanted to be here and could not be here, Father. Thank you for the one in the radio right now, Father. Father, go by the hospital, the jailhouse right now, Father. Go by the prison right now, Father. Go by the White House right now, Father. Please go by the battlefield right now, Father. Father, we need you right now. Father, we want to thank you for what you already done. Father, we ask you to bless our children right now, Father. They need you right now, Father. Because everywhere we look, that there are children in trouble right now, Father. Father, we just want to get them in the church home. If we can get them in the church home, Father, we know everything will be all right. Father, we just want to thank you for being the Father all by yourself. Father, we just got so much to praise you right now, Father. Father, let the one that you put in the vineyard bring a word to our ears that we can take out to the out there in the land and spread it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things, Father, and praise you, your name, the Holy of the Holy. In your name we pray, Jesus. We say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The responsive reading will come from Psalms 23.
And we're going to share this thing. Amen. There's enough word for everybody. Amen. Our responsive reading will be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we want to look at verses 23 through 34. Amen. I will read the odd numbers and you will read the even, and we will come together on the 34th verse. Is that all right? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
But this cause many are weak, sickly, and many sleep.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Together? And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen.
Please go with me in Psalms 23. That's where the message will come from. And it reads as such. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, somebody say, surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Word of God for the people of God. Thank you.
How many believe that? The Lord keeps blessing me. Amen. That's how we got up this morning, because he blessed us. Had food on our tables, shelter over our heads. You ought to tell somebody he keep blessing me. Yes, hallelujah. Thank God that he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Amen. We give God all the praise and all of the honor today for all of his rich blessings. Amen. All honor to our clergy in the house, to the officers, to the deacons, deaconesses, mother, choir, usher, saints, and friends, our first family, and to those who are listening in to our broadcast. We welcome you here to our worship service here today. Amen. The New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. God is good. Amen. All the time, God is good. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to welcome any visitors that we might have. If you are a visitor, and please stand and tell us your name, where you're from. Any visitors? Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. God bless you. Praise God. We're so happy to have you as our special guest this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming and sharing with us this morning. Amen. Your face is just a blessing to us. So we're grateful to have you. Amen. All right. Let me take this opportunity to once again thank our women for such a wonderful, wonderful Women's Day. Amen. I wasn't here last Sunday to tell you that, but we had a joyous time on Women's Day, and we're grateful to God for the Women's Day committee who put it together. You did a great job. Thank you. Thank you so very much, whichever part you played. All right. I also want to just thank Elder Bradshaw for, amen, leading us last Sunday while I was away in the services. Amen. And thank him for his message that he gave at the 7:30 service. Amen. Praise God. And thank Reverend Jones. Amen. Bryant Jones. Amen. For inviting the choir from Sweden on last Sunday. Amen. I wasn't here, but I was able to watch it on Facebook. Amen. Looked like he was having a good time. And we thank his brother, Reverend Demetrius Jones, for such a wonderful message on last Sunday. Amen. So I thank all of you that you blessed my soul while I was away. Amen. On Memorial Day weekend, home with Mama. Amen. We thank God that she's doing well. So keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Praise God. All right, let us get ready for our Men's Day, Men's Revival. Amen. This coming week. Men's Revival this coming week, starting on Wednesday night, as you see it on the monitors. Amen. The Pastor O'Neill, Pastor, let me get it right now. Daniels. O'Neill Daniels will be our guest on Wednesday night at 7, beginning at 7:30. Amen. So we asking that you will please come out and attend. And then we will, after him, we will have, it would be Shallow Baptist Church. Shallow Baptist Church, Dr. McBurrows will be with us on Thursday night. Amen. And then on Friday night, Mount Olive, Woodstock will be our guest, Pastor Bates, amen. So we're looking for a grand time, and then following the closeout on next Sunday, amen, will be Men's Day, amen, Men's Day. So we asking all men, amen, be praying for this revival that we might have a joyous time in the Lord, amen. Amen. So we're grateful to God for what our men is doing, and we're just looking forward to just enjoying Jesus on this coming week. At this time, Reverend Kitchen is going to come and give us instructions about Vacation Bible School.
To everyone that's here, praise God for you. This is a day again that the Lord has made, and he has told us to rejoice and be glad
Amen.
In it.
Amen.
We're grateful. Want you to get excited. Amen. If you haven't already known, we only have 2 weeks left before our Vacation Bible School begins. So come on, let's give God some praise for that.
Praise God.
Amen. It's a community outreach program where the entire family can come and enjoy the presence of the Lord. We have an exciting program set up for each of you, from the youngest to the smallest. The babies will start at about 4 years old.
Amen.
4 years old, all the way up to the adults. And we're excited. Our theme is posted on your monitors. You can see it. The dates are June the 17th through the 21st. June the 17th through the 21st, we will have a fun-filled event during the course of that week for all of our young people and the adults. Amen. If you ordered a t-shirt, please see Sister Angela Young and Sister Lawson. They are our coordinators. Give them a hand. Amen.
Man.
Amen. Please see them. Amen. Now, on June the 4th, which is this coming Tuesday, we need to see all of our committee workers, if possible, this coming Tuesday at 6:30. If not, then June the 11th, we need to see the entire staff. If you have anything to do with Vacation Bible School, June the 11th, you need to be here so that we can go over our plan for the course of that week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we thank all of you that are going to be here. All of the teachers are ready, gearing up, getting themselves ready. So we're thanking God in advance for what he is going to do. We have a little video that we want to show you just to give you an indication of what we're going to be doing concerning our theme, the jungle journey.
Amen. It's a jungle out there. Every day, our kids encounter questions about their faith. Did God create everything? Was Noah's Ark real? Why do I need to be saved? Can I really trust the Bible? At the Great Jungle Journey, kids will explore the answers to these questions and more as they embark on an epic adventure from Genesis to Revelation. As your children sail along on a fun jungle cruise, they'll stop at seven ports of call, the seven seas of history. Creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ, cross, and consummation. Kids will discover how these events shape our world. And they will realize their need for a savior as they reconnect the Bible to their everyday lives. Prepare to swing into fun on the Great Jungle Journey.
Amen. So we look forward to seeing all of you there during the course of that week. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. You know, we always have a wonderful time doing Vacation Bible School, so I hope that everyone will make plans to be there. If you don't, you're going to miss a great treat. Amen. All right. Listen, because of the men's revival and then Vacation Bible School, Bible study will be canceled until further notice. Amen. We will let you know when we will start back again. Amen. So keep that in mind. Let us pray mightily for our sick and our shut-in, Sister Mary Austin, two daughters who are recovering from surgery, Mother Daisy Namara and her daughter recovering from their surgery, my Uncle Willick Steed, who has prostate cancer. I ask your prayers for him. my brother, James Steed, whose grandson passed away a week ago. So please keep him and the family in your prayers. Sister Barbara Jackson's daughter, Michelle, and Sister Jackson, who had a stroke, as both of them are recovering. Keep them in your prayers. Doris Hyman's daughter, who's waiting on a kidney. Minister Helen Holmes recovering. Digoness Sandra Brooks, whose sister has breast cancer. And Sister Nellie Gregory. Sister Amanda Thornton, brother recovering from cancer. Sister Betsy Bonnie recovering at home. Deacon Jackson and Digoness Jackson, both of their brothers diagnosed with cancer. Deacon Rivers and Digoness Rivers. Amen. Please keep Digoness Rivers in your prayers. She's recovering from cancer. And also Deacon Rivers' daughter, who's recovering from cancer. Deacon Willie G. Watts, recovering from a heart condition. Reverend Donovan's wife, Sister Doreen Donovan. Deacon Core and the family. I think I saw Deacon Core here. Yes, he's here today. Amen. Praise God. Mother Riggs' granddaughter, recovering from cancer. And also Sister Angie Smith, recovering from a stroke. And all the rest that's on our sick and shut-in list, please keep them lifted in prayer. By faith, we believe that prayer still works. Amen. God bless you. At this time, we're going to... Oh, one other thing I need to mention. June 15th will be our church meeting. Amen. Our church meeting will be June 15th. We would like to see all of the leaders of the church at 9 a.m., and our meeting will begin at 10 a.m. That's on the 15th of June. Amen. All right, let us come together so we know what the church business. You need to be here for yourself so you don't get it from somebody else. Amen. Get it from the horse's mouth. Hello, somebody. Amen. So we hope that you will attend. All right, let us prepare to bring our tithe and offering to the Lord as he has set up for the church to be blessed. Amen. Truly everything we have belong to the Lord. Amen. He just allow us to use it. Amen. And to be good steward of what he has blessed us with. So let us stand, take our offering in our hand as we be come to present them to the Lord. We thank all of those that give online. Amen. Thank you for your dedication and commitment. Let us take our offering in our hand and let us pray. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, we pray that thou will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy that they might be a blessing unto your ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our ministers will come first. Our choir, Deacon, Deaconess's mothers, amen, will follow. You'll be so kind to face the center. I'll be directed by the ushers. Also, we're glad to have Reverend Avery back. He's been visiting family. Amen. So good to see him back with us. Praise God.
To say thank you. Thank you for those that gave and those that wanted to give ahead. Now, they may be able to give in the near future. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given. May the Lord bless you real good. I believe we have some thank you cards. Amen. I'm going to ask that Reverend Section would come and read those thank you cards for us this time.
Man, from the, this is for the Women Fellowship. With all our thanks, we want to know, I'm sorry, we want you to know that we're grateful for your kind and considerate way, and we thank you for being so special. Dear Women's Fellowship, it means more than we ever could say. Thank you for the love offering. We appreciate the kindness. Continue to pray our strength in the Lord. And that's from, I believe this is going to be Sister Barbara Coor. And thank you so much, Betrina Pearsall. Amen. We don't ever want to get a name wrong, but every now and then, sister need a little help. Amen. With appreciation, asking God to bless you for your thoughtfulness, your kindness, thanking God for you. To my New Hope family and your generous hearts, thank you so much. We are so grateful for the love you have blessed us with, and that too is from Sister Coor, well, the Coor family, and Sister Betrina Pearsall, and that includes Jakari, and thank you so much. Amen. No disrespect. No, no disrespect.
Praise God.
Amen. And to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, thoughtfulness just seems to be a special part of you. Thanks for all the help you give and for being so kind too. I truly appreciate your donation towards my educational trip this summer. Thank you. And that's from Jakari Pearsall and the Coor family. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much, Reverend Sexton. You ain't by yourself when it comes to those names. Amen. I be saying, Lord, help me. Praise God. As we prepare ourselves now for our communion service, amen, all hearts and minds focus on Jesus. Amen. And what he has done for us. He says, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. The occasion was read in our responsive reading, so we won't read it again. Our hymn of preparation is hymn 191 in your hymn books, Glory to His Name. So let us all stand and sing together. Amen. Glory to His Name.
Fountain so rich and sweet, cast doubtful soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. I'm singing glory to His name. Precious name. Singing glory to His name. Oh, then to my heart was the blood of mine. Singing glory to His.
Come on, let's celebrate.
Oh, I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Singing glory to His name. Oh, then to my heart was the blood of mine. Singing glory to His name.
Praise God, praise God. It's a time of celebration. Amen. When you can remember all that the Lord has done for you. Jesus took the bread and broke it, and He prayed. Let us pray. Father God, we come now to thank You for allowing us the privilege and opportunity to come together and to dine with Thee. We thank You for this bread that represents Your body being broken on the cross. Thank You for the fruit of the vine that exemplifies Your blood that was shed for the sins of the world. We ask, dear Lord, that Thou come now, change it from a physical use to a spiritual use. Bless it that as we eat and as we drink, that we will be found worthy by faith in Your Son Jesus to partake in this supper. Bless us now and keep us in Your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Jesus took the bread, broke it, said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. Let us all eat together in remembrance of Him. Likewise, through the divine that represents His blood that was shed for the sins of the world, let us drink together in remembrance of Him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen, amen. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood. For me, tell your neighbor, I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Blood for me. You know what He did. He hung His head and died. He hung His head and died. Jesus hung His head and died. All for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Was the blood for me?
I heard somebody cry out.
The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. Oh, oh, oh. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. He died on the cross.
I got good news for you. You know what?
He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back again for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died out on the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood of me. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Give our choir a hand as they come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How many know there's so many wonderful things about Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, choir, for that great, great message to us this morning. A reminder of a great God that we serve. Isn't he good? Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Psalms 23. Psalms 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Here's the key. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you. You might be seated. Father God, we come to thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity just to say a word for you. Pray, dear Master, thou come now. Take these lips of clay of mine. Use them for your glory, that your people might know your will and know your way. Oh, bless us, Lord, as you never blessed us before, that we know that you really care for all that serve you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm going to talk about the rod and the staff. The rod and the staff are reflectors of the nature of God, and both are needed. If you can think back for a moment to Charlie Brown cartoon character, Lennox carrying around his blanket, now and then sucking his little thumb, you get an image of early childhood comfort. In growing up, the security blanket and thumb sucking has to go, but not our need for comfort. Does more money in the bank, a better or more affordable health care plan, is that what brings you comfort today? Perhaps it is a call from one of your children living out of town telling you things are fine, or the doctor giving you a clean bill of health report that has recently brought you comfort. Interestingly, in our text this morning, David prays, the rod and the staff, they comfort me. Using the image of God as his shepherd, and having been a shepherd most of his youth, David well knew the tools of a shepherd, a rod and a staff. And sometimes just a staff serving as both. See, the rod as I was, amen, recall that is like a strong club used mostly for defense against predators of the sheep and sometimes used to scan the sheep wool of the sheep for insects or signs of skin disease deep down below the surface of the wool. There was times too when counting the sheep that it was said they passed under the bar or the rod as they went into the fold for the night. The staff with its curved top was useful in rescuing a falling or lost sheep in a man ravine. Also to separate the flock or individual sheep from the flock, the staff was a handy instrument for guiding and pointing. Even walking, the staff was used particularly on uneven, rocky, or hilly ground. Like a fireman with his fire suit and the helmet, or a carpenter with his rule and toolbox, a good shepherd was armed and equipped for the job. When President Harry Truman in 1945 ordered the use of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, Japan, to finally end the World War II and bring victory to the Allies, was that God using his rod to protect and keep safe the people of democracy. Brothers and sisters, if such is only a destructive device of men and nature, how then is God's corrective and refining work being done in you and me? Let us not forget that Moses raised the rod in the same, amen, in the name and power of the Lord, parted the waters of the Red Sea so that the Israelites could escape of the rushing Egyptian army. And then with the same rod raised it, come forth, amen, the waters to return and swallow up the enemy. So it is, my brothers and sisters, God keeps us protected and God guides us with his rod and with his staff. Amen. The rod of our divine shepherd is the terrible and awesome power of the Almighty God, which can take a people out of slavery and make them the most powerful force on earth, as well as allowing them to become scattered like the dust all over the land for the unfaithfulness. Time, amen, and again, David saw and experienced the rod of God in his personal life. For him, that awesome power was magnified, amen, a residue of a comfort. It let him know that the Lord was by his side. For those who belong to the kingdom of God and seek to bring glory to God, the wrath of God has been borne by our Savior Jesus Christ on the cross. So may it be for us this morning, who claim Jesus Christ as our Lord, not fearing the wrath and judgment of God, but taking comfort in knowing that God is not mocked, and that the destruction that comes to nations and people continue to spell out the awesome sovereignty of God all over his creation. Oh yes, brothers and sisters, we get God angry every now and then. And he will show up and let you know, amen, what he needs from you. A true picture of God cannot be seen without the rod and likewise the staff. It is the staff that guides, directs, and makes steady and rescue and nudges us forward into the kingdom of God. I thank God that every now and then he nudges me, he pushes me, he lets me know that this journey is not mine alone, that he walks with me, that he talks with me, and he lets me know that I am his own. And when I get out there in the world, it seems like he has to pull me back with his staff. How often in the battle David wanted his Lord to guide him and to protect him. And how often in a cave or dark wilderness, sometime pretending to be mad or avoid capture, David sought the rescue of the hand of God. I don't know about you, but when I stray away, amen, I thank God that the seed was planted in me to know the real God that we serve. Because when I get out there, my soul gets empty. My soul gets lonely. My soul starts burning and yearning to get back into the house of the Lord. We know young David slayed the great Philistine giant Goliath with a stone, a man flanged from a slingshot. Such courage and skill was not David's making, but mounted, a man, and directed by the divine shepherd. And he knew as the Lord of Israel was working through him. Amen. Have you not felt the staff of God pointing you into the right direction? Amen. Pointing you to worship instead that the directions of play or work. Did you not sense his swift, amen, and almost unnoticed rescue of you from the awful blunder you nearly made? I don't know about you, but he got me out of some mess that I got myself in. And I'm glad that his rod, amen, guided me back in the right direction. When you were so shaken and insecure, did you not find yourself steadied and once again on firmer ground as you stole away into the familiar scriptures that has become your life verse? What is it that keeps poking me out of what I've been into? What it is that keeps guiding me when I get out of the outside will of God? Like that fellow Nicodemus who came to Jesus at night wanting to find out more about what really counted in the future of the Samaritan woman at the well, who was so pointed and turned around by the shepherd's staff of Jesus' power that she was changed in the twinkling of an eye. And David, you remember, danced so unrestrained and joyful when they brought the Ark of the Covenant back to the city of Jerusalem. Not as his wife, Michelle, thought to be a show-off, but because he, David, felt that joy in his shepherd's care. I don't know about you, but that's why I can sing and shout, amen, because I'm in the care of my God's hands. Amen. It is any wonder, amen, that he writes your rod and your staff. They comfort me. They go together, the two of them, rod and staff. Amen. Judgment and mercy, correction and care. Amen. Tough and gentle, the cross and the empty tomb. They go together. Amen. We're always trying to have the one without the other. Love without discipline. Heaven without hell. Without both rod and staff, there is no divine comfort, only the temporary relief of man's devices. Like Esau foolishly giving up his birthright to sacrifice a man, his is okay. Like the gays, if you please, have those who have abortion, if you want, enjoy, amen, those that enjoy the pornography available to them, and do not be bothered about the adultery around and the fact that your young people are living together unmarried. Why then does this thing called God's comfort seem so far removed and so unresisted and so unrealistic? Well, my brothers and sisters, rather than take a pill or take a drink,
call a friend or lose self in the work. I ask you, how do you find comfort before the table of the Lord, before the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Savior and your King? It is a reminder to us today that there is a God of comfort, not to mock or to be taken lightly, not to be dictated to according to our own whim or wishes. His nature is known to be like a shepherd, a shepherd's rod and a shepherd's staff. And for those who are called and chosen by him, found faithful, they, like David, will say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Aren't you glad today that you got the one who says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? Aren't you glad today that you are one of those that says, the Lord has says, I will supply your every need according to my riches and glory? Aren't you glad that you are the recipient of the word that says that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens you? Because of his rod and his staff, I'm able to stand on the promises of God, knowing by faith he will work things out for my good. So my brothers and sisters, we ought to get happy today about God's rod and his staff. Because when we get in trouble, it is nothing but that staff that reaches out and gets us out of the mess that we got ourselves into. Aren't you glad today that when you get sick, that his rod will reach out and give you healing power? Do I have any witness here today? Aren't you glad that his rod reaches out when you get hungry and give you bread to eat? When you get thirsty, he give you water to drink. I don't know about you, but I'm happy in Jesus. That's why I can sing, because I'm happy. I can sing because I'm free, because his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Is there anybody in here this morning? I need about three people that know that his rod and his staff comforts you in the midnight hour when it seems like trouble is all around. It's nobody but Jesus' rod and his staff that's comforting you. When my loved one leave me and go home, it's nothing but his rod and his staff that's comfort me. In the hospital room, when I seem like I'm on my deathbed, he comes by and he lets me know that this earthly house of tabernacle will dissolve one day, but you've got another building that is not made by hand. Ain't you glad? I'm so glad. There is nothing here on earth that can hold me down, because his rod and his staff protects me every time my enemies encamp around about me. He hides me in his pavilions. Do I have a witness here today? If I can get two more people that can be a witness this morning, just to let God know that you are happy, how he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. If there anybody here can just raise your hands and say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Is there anybody here can lift your hands and say, God is a good God. God is a good God. see if anybody in here can just lift your hands and say, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. Do I have a witness here? Good God Almighty, my help is here now. The Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost will direct you. If you learn to stay in the will of God, he will never leave you alone. Somebody needs to understand that Jesus is the best thing ever happened to you. His rod and his staff comforts me. Don't it sound simple? A rod and staff. Amen. But when you put yourself in a sheep position, you know, they say a sheep is dumb. Sheep needs somebody to lead him and to guide him. Amen. And sometimes we find ourselves in that same situation. We make some dumb decisions. Come on, somebody. Am I by myself? We make bad choices. And we need God, rod, and staff to bring us back and get us on the right track. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand why God is working the way he works. But we have to understand he's in control. And he knows the plan that he has for us. And when we get out of the will of God, I promise you, he'll get back to you and let you know. Have you heard me lately? He'll remind us, got to get your house in order. I'm glad about that. That's what I like about the Holy Spirit. Amen. It holds us accountable. But the only way that's going to happen, you've got to have the word of God down inside of you, that when you get in trouble, it will remind you that you're going the wrong way, and it will pull you back on the road called straight. So I offer Christ to you today. You're out there in the world and you don't know the way. Amen. I want you to know that God wants good things for you. And he will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. The songwriter simply puts it this way, that when we stray away from God, he says, we are often tossed and driven on this land of somber sky, hard attempt, often, and perfect days when the mists roll away. Tell your neighbor, we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, singing by and by. Oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints are gone, one day we'll tell a story. Oh, how we'll come, and we'll understand it better by and by. Is there one today? Come give me your hand and give God your heart. And let him know, Lord, I want to be on the road called straight. Thank you for guiding me with your rod and staff into the house of God. Now that you're here, don't leave without being saved today. Give your life to him. Let him clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. Will there be one? Will there be one? Come by letter. Christian Experience Candidate of Baptism. If I was you today, I would come. I wouldn't wait. I would give my all to the Lord and let him fix things for me.
Will there be one? Will there be one? How we overcome. What's that verse to say? Temptations? Temptations. Yeah. Often take us unaware. And our hearts bleed to bleed. For a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test. When we try to do our best. Somebody said, we'll understand it better by and tell your neighbor, to neighbor, it will be fine. Oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints are gone, one day we'll tell a story. Oh, how. Anyone desiring prayer, will you come to the altar if you like? Give you the opportunity to come. Those that might would like prayer this morning for any situation that is going on in your life. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones, your neighbors. Pray for your country. There might be some things going on in your relationship that you need to give it to the Lord. If it's not your desire to come to the altar, but you would like to present it to the Lord, just stretch forth your hands right now. As we prepare for prayer, ask Reverend Kitchen, if you don't mind, if he would come and lead us in prayer. As he come, I say to you, release those things that are holding you back. Don't take it back home with you. Just say, Lord, I present you with my situation. Here it is, Lord. Take it away. Take it away. And just lift your hands and say words like this. Father, I stretch. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him. To thee, yeah, Lord, no, yeah, Lord, there, thank you, Lord, I know, yeah, God, he is there. Yeah, Lord.
Will draw thyself from me, oh, when the shall I
generation used to sing, remember me. Right now, Lord, right now. Father and our God, it is in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Father, standing before you in your presence, Father, we recognize that there is none other besides you. We recognize, Lord, that in you we live, we move, and we have our beings. We recognize, Father, that you are the source of our being. Father, you woke us up early this morning, and we say thank you. You gave us eyes to see, and we say thank you. You gave us legs to walk, and we say thank you. Father, we were clothed in our right minds, and we say thank you. And now you brought us the 4192 Brownsville Road, and we say thank you. And Father, when we got here, we saw smiling faces. We shook glad hands. And we say thank you. And now, Father, we worship you. And we say thank you. Your word has been preached. And we say thank you. Father, we've heard your word. And we say thank you. And now, Lord, here we are right now. Father, realizing that we need you right now. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody can't get along without you right now. Hold our hand, guide our feet right now. Somebody is sick right now. Somebody has a disease right now. Oh, Lord, we know you got the power right now. We know that you can. We believe you will. Hear and answer prayer right now. Come right now, Jesus. Come right now, Father. Lead us in the way you would have us to go. Father, right now, thank you for your word. You being our shepherd, you being our rod and our staff. Father, continue to lead us as a church. Continue to lead our pastor. Bless him, Father. Give him strength right now. Give his family strength. Bless this church, Father. From the oldest to the youngest. Father, cover us in your blood, grace, and mercy. We will be careful to give you the praise. We give you honor, and we give you the glory. We say amen, amen, amen. Pastor, if I may, I just want to sing a verse of this song. Thank you, Lord. Anybody thankful? Thank you, Lord. Y'all ought to say that. Thank you. Anybody know that he's been good to you? You've been.
It's a personal testimony. You've been so good.
no, 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 don't you be alone, yeah. So, been so good. Yeah, I just want to thank you, you love. You know, most of all, I like about that what he did. You say, my soul. How many glad about that today? Lord, 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 you save, you save, you saved my mind, my soul. I'm so happy today. Lord, you save, yeah, save my soul. Oh, I lift my hands. Come on, say it again. I just want to. No, I just want to. I just want to thank you, Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Have a blessed day. Amen. Enjoy your week. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama.